Good morning and welcome to Kai Society Radio. Remember, this is Kai Society, not Kai Society. It's not about me, it's about you. Okay? And speaking of you, thank you, Rosa. Thank you, GP Walsh, for checking in on Facebook Live this morning. Today in studio, I have with me the awesome Rob K. He is so freaking cool and creating such amazing energy in here that I know that we're going to have a good show. So, yes, Rob.
Yes, I'm here. I am on Kai Society for the first time. I feel so honored to be here and just hanging out with Kai. That opening music, y'all, I don't know, like, if it got to you, it got to, like, my soul, like, deep down there, really got me playing the air bass already. So we're rocking it.
Super, super. Oh, and hello, Peter Robinson. Welcome, welcome. Now, today is a very special episode. Not that they all aren't, but we're going to talk about farm life because I keep mentioning and dropping hints and saying, oh, the farm this, the farm that. What is the farm? Where is the farm? And who's at the farm doing what? You'll find that out in just a moment. And of course, first, I'd like to start off with my thank yous. Thank you so much to Sam Pollock, to Dell, to Oria Pollock, to Joyce, to Faina, to Mel. All you guys are wonderful for putting up with me for the past week. And also, we've done some amazing, amazing things together. And we have much, much more to come. So, also I wanted to thank all the lovely interns that I've interviewed for the past 2 weeks. You guys have been great, and I'm going to make it mandatory that you listen to this episode, that you understand the origin of the farm. And also, we're going to talk about how Kai Society ties into that in just a moment. But first, let's get into our ritual. There's a few things that we like to handle before we get into the craziness of it all. One of those is, what is your media diet for today? I'll let you know what mine is, and I'm very welcome to share yours. And also, I'd like to thank Warren for stopping in. Thanks, Warren. I see you there on Facebook Live as well. So, media diet for today. Mine is very slim. First of all, I just spent 2 hours on New Jersey Transit coming from upstate New York from the farm, which we'll get into in a moment, just to talk to you guys. Literally, I have nothing else planned for the day except for being here because you guys are so important to me. So while I was on the train, I did engage in a few things. MailChimp, for those of you who received the Talking Alternative or talkradio.nyc newsletter this morning, I was on top of that while I was on the train. And you guys got it bright and early. Outside of MailChimp, our newsletter platform, a little bit of Gmail, and my new media, which I don't even think that we consider media anymore, books. I read this morning. I'm proud of myself. Let me give myself a pat on the back for you guys that can see me on Facebook Live here. This book is just starting to change my life. Just getting into it. Autobiography of a Yogi. And it's been recommended to me many, many times by many, many different people. And I think it's about time that I actually started listening to them and diving into the book. Hello, Sean McLean, who just joined us. A pleasure to have you. I also recommend it for anyone else who's trying to figure out what the sequence of all of this magical stuff going on in our lives is. You know, there's someone that you can relate to, whether you're looking at, you know, the person that's sitting next to you, whether you're diving into a book and looking at it as a mirror for how do we feel on the inside when we listen to someone else's experience. Speaking of someone else's experience, Rob K.
Yes, what's up?
What's in your media diet this morning?
So, you know, my media diet is pretty limited on purpose. I'm even the kind of guy where I'll leave my phone at home sometimes because nice. I like to come home and check messages old school like we used to do. And it's like, I just don't need to be on my phone all the time, which I like. But let's see. You know, I'm usually looking at... well, for laughs, I look at the Huffington Post just because every day I want to see what they're losing their mind about, you know, like, you know, now I voted, you know, for Hillary. I'll just put it out there. You know, I'm a Democrat, but I just think sometimes they take everything so seriously that's going on with the new administration. So I look at that. MSNBC's on a lot, you know, just trying to, I love politics just for the strategy of it and the negotiation and just the power plays and just what's going on. You know, the warrior in me kind of likes it. So I follow that. And then it's usually like some sports and music, you know, nice. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Politics, sports, music, and all the good stuff that we like to find out in the morning before we get our day started while we're getting our day started. Okay. I'm going to start stripping in here because it's a little warm. And also, let's talk about our second ritual of Chi Society Radio, and that's Chi Society Awards. I have one really big award to give out, and that award is called the Teamwork Award. This weekend, I had a very special experience with a very special group of people. I think you guys know who you are. I'm going to name each and every one of you and give you the credit that you deserve. So here we go. The Teamwork Award goes to, drumroll, it goes to Joyce O'Brien, Melissa, Faina, Oria, Levy, Danielle Falcone, Dell, and guess who else is a part of that team that needs some credit? Me. Good job, Kai. We uncovered some amazing stuff. We did some amazing inner work, and we emerged like 100% clearer, much more clarity, and almost feeling like different people because we were working as a single unit and also individually. So that Chi Society Team Award was very, very, very special. And also, I'd love to just dig into my Facebook archives, and I'm happy to share just a little bit more about what transpired there. Okay, here we go. Name of today's episode is hashtag Farm Life. Let's talk about the farm. And I'm going to start talking about the farm by talking about Chi Society. So Chi Society is my marketing, PR, brand awareness entity that I'm very happy to have snagged that domain, as I was saying to Rob K earlier. So surprised that it was available. I totally bought like 10 more this weekend too, but I won't go into that right now. Chi Society was started as a means for me to gather the people that I was working with, you know, at any level, whether we were working on their website, whether I was working on with them on their social media, whether I was working with them on their book. It was a way for us to be a part of something together and then, you know, like present ourselves as a collective. For instance, I do a wonderful quarterly event, thanks to Eugenia Bass, at the World Economic Forum. And we go in there like a cool wellness holistic clique. Like last time I had Sam Leibowitz, I had Dr. Susan Scharf, Ariana Mimosa, as you can find her on Facebook, and Steph, who's a really, really cool certified personal trainer, and so much more. We went in there, we were speaking to a group of like 50 people, you know, sitting in this corporate environment on like the 20th floor, and you know, we managed to have a ball from, oh, and Lee Noto, pardon me, Lee, we had a ball from, you know, making mocktails, that's not a cocktail, it's a mocktail, with aroma therapy oils, essential oils, you know, like a lavender and mint mocktail. We were making you know, desserts with these wonderful cakes that were made by Kamika, nice natural and yummy ingredients. Like, we were just having a wellness ball. It was so much fun, but we came in there together and we presented together and we left together. And that is exactly the essence of what I wanted to create by founding Chi Society. And so I feel fulfilled in being able to do that, not only to help myself, but to help others, actually first and foremost to help others. And then I get to enjoy, you know, the wonderful events that happen after that. So with the formation of Kai Society and all of the practice, all of the tribe architecture, all of the, you know, founding principles that really needed to be focused on in order to, you know, make that a thriving platform, then I found, or maybe he found me, or maybe it found me, Sam Pollock, who is the most worldly person that I have ever met. We came, you know, into contact through community activities. And, you know, I love to talk to everybody. And when Sam and I started talking, you know, we shared our experiences, especially professionally. You know, I talked about how I'm a trained architect. I went to NYIT, graduated with a bachelor's in architecture, worked for a few firms, and said, man, I really want to, you know, be around people and not just behind this computer doing, you know, AutoCAD and red lines and all of that good stuff. And so I went into the PR world, and I worked at a wonderful PR agency, which is, if you've listened to our previous episodes, it's how I met Shia Joyner, who's also making wonderful, wonderful waves here at the radio station. So I worked in architecture. I said, man, I want to work with people. I worked in PR and marketing. And I said, man, I want to work for myself. And so I did that. And that's how I ended up here. And then I ended up talking to Sam, and he's like, man, you've done all of those things. And you know what? That's exactly what is needed here at the farm. And I'm like, the farm? I thought I was just hanging out and having fun with a group of people that are like-minded and really cool. And he's like, there's a lot of, you know, potential that has not yet been cultivated here. And I'd really like, you know, for us to explore what could be. What could this farm be like if we applied all of those things that you and I have done in our lives? And then the wheels started turning. And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened next. There's the foundation. I just told you the story. Then we're going to talk about today and the future. So hang in there. We're going to thank our sponsors. And then I'm going to get into the nitty gritty and talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Thanks, GP. The mics are still live, so you guys know exactly what I'm going to talk about, which is that I don't even know how to tell this story. Like, it's so unbelievable that, you know, I could happen upon a wonderful, wonderful opportunity like this. I was just explaining to Rob, as I'm sure that you guys heard, that, like, I need some practice telling this story. I need help. And, you know, I even had an assist this past weekend when I first met when I first met Joyce, Faina, and Melissa, Oria was like, so, Kai, why don't you tell them about what's going on at the farm? And I was like all uncomfortable in my seat. And I think that he saw that I was making all of these weird gestures and like grimaces in my face. And so he told the story. And that was actually the first time that I listened to my own story. And I was like, wow, that sounds kind of unbelievable. And even sitting here, you know, and telling you this, I'm still in a bit of shock, still in a bit of awe. So I really, really encourage your questions, because I'd love for you to know the story, and I'd love for you to be a part of the story, and I'd love for us to be able to tell the story together, because we're building something big, man. This is going to be awesome, and I can't wait for everybody to partake in it. So as Rob reminded me today, my shirt is a lovely reminder of some great things. And this is helping me deal with a subject that we're going to get into in a moment that I like to title worthiness or unworthiness. And they can be two totally different battles, or two battles that coincide and happen at the same time. Either way, experiencing them has caused me a little bit of heartache. And it has also allowed me to be pleasantly surprised. So that definitely has a story of its own. But what my shirt says is, and you can see it on Facebook Live there, thank you so much for joining us. Sean McLean, Warren, GP Walsh, Lauren Keppel is in there. Hello, Lauren. I haven't seen you in a while. It says, don't look back. You're not going that way. And that is actually the perfect reminder for me today in dealing with these issues of, you know, who am I, you know, to think that I can, you know, turn a piece of land and a dream into something that, you know, is actually viable, is actually quantifiable, is actually something that you can experience, that is actually a place, and that is actually a home to myself and others, including Sam, and right now, including Oria and Carrie and Hanu. You know, it is oftentimes feels like a huge responsibility, a huge weight on my shoulder and shoulders. And I like to say this with reference to Warren, who's on here. This weight on my shoulders has allowed me to have really nice traps too, but also Warren's training helped me out a bit. So we talked about the foundation of my experience, of my professional career, which is Kai Society. I just told you this story about how I've gotten to this point today. And now let's talk a little bit about the future. So every Wednesday, because I have a practice, which I like to call my receiving practice, I'm not very good. I previously was not good at asking for help. And now I'm practicing it. I'm practicing receiving help. So every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I hold a farm planning call on Zoom, or you can check it out on Facebook Live, where I literally ask, you know, do you guys have any ideas? Like, what would you like to see at the farm? My uncle Gil, he was awesome to, you know, chime in on one of our meetings. And I had mentioned an idea to him, which seemed to really sprout at one point in time. So we were talking about, Sam Pollock had mentioned this as well, having boats on the farm land. So these boats would not be in the water. They would be on the land next to the wonderful river, the Wallkill River, that we are so thankful, you know, to have the land adjacent to. So if we have a boat on the land next to the river, when you look out the window, it looks like you're floating on the water, right? And you go in the boat, you know what? That could be your place to stay for the night. So I was just looking at this awesome spiritual festival that's going on somewhere out in the Midwest. And they have all of these accommodations from what they call, quote unquote, glamping. Not camping, it's glamping. Very, very glamorous tents. and teepees with all kinds of wonderful modern furnishings and finishes. And then they have also these wonderful trailers. Now you're like, a trailer? Really? Yes, really. Like those streamlines that are really cool. They have them all like tricked out. You think that, you know, Exhibit came and like, you know, did his thing on them and made and pimped out the trailer, and they are beautiful. And I'm like, man, that's part of the vision. It has to be because it's so cool. Either I'm going to go out to this festival that I know nothing about just to stay in a glamping facility or one of their really cool streamlines, or we can bring it over to the farm and experience it ourselves. So these are the ideas that I'm talking about, like something that is so amazing, that is something that you've thought about for so long, something that really gets you excited. Come onto the call and share it. And I guarantee that I will put almost every effort that I have, which is what I've been doing for the past 3 days. I'm working on like 3 hours of sleep in the past 3 days to do it. I really want to bring all of our dreams into fruition. Why? I say to that, why not? So here we go. Let's get into this conversation of worthiness and unworthiness. Now, the difference, I think it's like, not like glass half full, glass half empty, because that's the same thing. This is like worthiness. I actually have a glass of water in my hand. Unworthiness, I'm scared to pick up the glass and drink the water that I desperately need to stay alive. Like, who would want to deny themselves the opportunity to feel great? For some reason, I did. I have no idea why. For some reason, I was very afraid to ask for help. I don't know if you relate to that at all. I don't know why. So now I'm making it into a regular practice of asking for help, receiving it, and, you know, noticing when it is that I feel like, you know, maybe I'm not going to do that because I don't think that I'm worthy, or maybe I'm not going to do that because someone else deserves it more than me. You don't have to choose. There's more than enough in this world for everyone. More than enough. I know that, you know, there's a lot of stories that we tell ourselves, like this one I was telling you about, that I tell myself like every day. And also that we hear about how there's people in the world that are starving, about how there are, you know, a lot of resources that are being, depleted and need to be replenished. But the fact is that if everything was distributed equally among us, there would be more than enough. Now we just need to make sure that that distribution, happens. And that where it really starts is up here in our heads. You know, so make sure that we're adjusting that story that we tell ourselves so that when the pendulum swings, it's on the worthiness side, not on the unworthiness side. So, Rob, I'm going to pick on you in a minute.
Yeah. No. I'm totally just listening and going along. What's up? What are you thinking there?
I'm very curious if this, you know, the story of worthiness and unworthiness, if it plays a role in your life, and if it does, then how? Would you be willing to share that story with us?
I don't relate to it at all. I mean, I think I'm great all the time and I deserve everything. So maybe we should, can someone call in and help Kai out with this conversation? Just she doesn't feel so alone on this topic.
No. Asking for help.
Right. No, but I was joking around with Kai, like, you know, I don't know who couldn't relate to this topic. And I think, you know, a lot of it, you know, is it nature, nurture, past lives? Is it, you know, just learning as a human being that we need to keep affirming that we are allowed and that we deserve? I think you said something really important, and especially for women, I'm so glad that you said this, that you had trouble asking for help. Because maybe it's a misnomer sometimes, or a fallacy where people think that women are so good asking for support or getting help or whatever because they're women and they're more sensitive and in touch with their feelings. Mm-hmm. But I think what's happened in a certain way is that women, and I love to help women be empowered. I'm a life coach. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to do is help anyone embrace their power and be as successful as they can and allow as much success as they can. At the same time, a pattern that I've seen with a lot of contemporary women, especially in the city, is they're very strong and they're very empowered, but they feel like they have to do it on their own. Mm. And they have trouble asking for help. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the best ways in order to feel like you deserve other things is to start with the basics. You know, this isn't meant to be a solo journey. Mm-hmm. And we're meant to have a tribe, to have a community that we can lean on and support, get support from, and just ask for help when we need it.
Yeah, totally. And I hope you don't mind if I ask you a question, Rob, because this is something that's
I'm an open book.
Literally.
Have you seen some of the shows we've done? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Speaking of which, they have a very special guest coming up, and we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. Super duper important. Okay.
Little tease.
Question.
Preview.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yes. I did want to ask you about personal power.
Yeah.
How can we be sure that we're not giving it away? What does that even mean to you? Have you had anyone come to you as a coaching client? I know you can't, you know, give away any names or anything like that, but you know, does that sound like something really common? People giving away their personal power?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are people pleasers and they sort of honor other people rather than themselves and don't listen to that inner voice.
True.
What it's telling them.
And GP Walsh says amen to that, Rob K.
Yeah. Yeah. So I learned some very tough lessons myself about people pleasing and making decisions in my own life because I was kind of living for other people and what they thought I should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, you know, it's really about what I think and what feels right to me and what brings me joy. Mm. So I think even as kids, we're taught to sort of like give away our power, you know, please our parents and other people around us, society in general.
Yeah.
And I think one of the great, exciting parts of being on a spiritual journey is getting in touch with your own soul, your own spirit, listening to that voice, and then going and having the adventure from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my goodness. That is something that super duper resonates with me right now. And I was even going through some notes, and I came across something that I had to rewrite for myself. Actually, two things, but I'll share the second thing later. Another teaser, I know. So the first thing that I rewrote for myself is that in this life, we are not here to live up to someone else's expectations. For me, that one was like, oh my gosh, because I have enough trouble living up to my own expectations, let alone someone else's. That's like double trouble in terms of stress. So, you know, once I get rid of the other expectations and I'm just trying to meet my own, then maybe I can get rid of my own and maybe start to experience a little bit of peace. But I'll let you guys dwell on that for a moment because we're going to take a break. We're going to thank our sponsors again because they're awesome. And then we're going to come back and we're going to dig into literally the farm and talk about the future. So I'll see you soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talk
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Kai Society Radio. We are about halfway through our really, really intriguing hour. The subject of today's show is hashtag farm life, right? Because I've been dropping these hints, talking about the farm this, the farm that. Everybody come to the farm and be happy at the farm, but what happened to get me there? I told that story. If you need to go back, please do listen to it, because I also need to practice telling that story and feeling comfortable telling it so that I can, you know, allow people to understand why I'm here, why we are here, why, you know, are people looking to be involved with this amazing venture with me and my business partner, Sam Pollock. So there's a lot to talk about. And I'd love to show you guys on Facebook Live. This is my backwards new business card. And on the other side, very happy to announce, yes, it says partner and Tribe Architect. I'm putting my word where the farm is. We talk about tribe architecture all the time. Now let's see it in action. Okay. So speaking of seeing things in action, Rob,
yeah,
you had mentioned a really intriguing question earlier. Would you mind repeating it?
Yeah, no, I was wondering, like, what is a day in the life of the farm like? Like, when you wake up, what do you do until you go to sleep? Like, what is it like living on the farm?
Ah, that's a really cool question. I love to talk about it. My day usually starts off at like around 7:15, 7:30 at the latest, 8 o'clock. And why do I give that wide time range? Because I don't use an alarm clock anymore. I go to sleep almost like maybe like an hour after it gets dark. That's sometimes like 7 o'clock. And then I'll get up and start, you know, being really active once the sun comes up. And that's sometime around 6:30. Now that we had daylight savings, and I actually realize that it's a lot earlier or later when the sun comes up or when the sun goes down, you know, these things we tend to take for granted. Our iPhone, you know, automatically changes times. We don't have to turn it forward or set it back for an hour. But the sun is an amazing reminder, you know, of what it is that we have to do. So when the sun comes up, usually I go down to feed the chickens. We have currently, and I know that Sam Pollock will correct me, I think we have about 70 chickens. And those 70 chickens lay a lot of eggs. You can see on my Facebook page and also the New Hampton Organic Farm page that there's baskets, like huge baskets and baskets of eggs around. So I hope that you guys like eggs, because I have plenty to share and they are delicious. So after getting up at, you know, sometime between 7 and 8, going and walking down this huge steep hill to go down to the farm, feed them all, water them all, collect eggs, put them on this amazing, what do you call it? Like when you put something on a, you know, those radio flyer things. What are those called? Wagons. I put the eggs in a wagon because it's too much to carry. Bring it back up the hill. It's like an hour, maybe even 2 hours later, and totally exhausted first thing in the morning. So it brings you to like 10 o'clock. And from 10 o'clock, literally until 6 o'clock that night, the time flies just like that. Making phone calls, interviewing people, you know, talking about events, posting on social media, working on the website. Oh my gosh, you guys, this website, it better be freaking awesome, because I've put in tears, sweat, and blood. So if you'd like to give me some feedback, the URL is literally healing.farm. That's it. I don't know how that happened, because I was looking for an awesome domain, which I do very often. That's why I have like 60 or 70 of them. And I came across this one that wasn't even taken. So healing.farm, my email address is kai@healing.farm. I'm sure there's lots and lots of things that can be improved on the website. Again, these planning calls on Wednesday, you know, this is a time to voice, you know, what it is that you would like to see, how you would like to help, how you want to be involved, how you want to contribute. So I urge you to come on the call. Let me know, Kai, you know, you really need to, you know, make sure that this button on here is green, not red, because it doesn't suit the brand scheme. And I will be like, sure. If you want to have an affiliate link on our website, please let me know. I'd be happy to. You know, the more, the merrier. This is a place for all of us to be, all of us to enjoy, and all of us to participate in. So the very simple question that Rob asked, which was, what does your day look like, turned into a full-fledged plea for help.
As it usually does. How's your day? I need help.
And I am unashamed. So please, please do feel free to check out, you know, what I've been working on. And you can essentially see what goes into each day. It all goes into the website. It all goes into, you know, fulfilling the vision that visions that people share with me. That's what brings me joy. That's what I did as the CEO of Kai Society. People had visions for their brands. They had visions for, you know, how they would be perceived, you know, out there by the media, by their followings. You know, you have to institute a bit of that tribe architecture to make sure that, you know, they're doing what is aligned with their vision. So working on particular brands to now working with everyone through the farm is amazing. And I really, really do urge you to come and voice what you'd like to see happen. All right. Pardon me. So we've seen the business cards. We've seen autobiography of a yogi. We've talked about a day in the life. And so what's next? What does the future hold? All right. Let me tell you. Earth Day seems pretty auspicious, you know, to talk about some ways to honor our earth and the land that we've been gifted during our journey. So I decided to make a thing out of it. So this Earth Day, April 22nd, the day before and the day after, that's Friday through Sunday, we're going to have a big shebang-a-bang at the farm. I am inviting tons of professionals in the realm of aromatherapy. That means that you'll be able to see the lovely Lee Noto there. I am inviting tons of professionals that I've connected with in the Juice Plus gang. And we'll see which superstars end up showing up, because there's my wonderful tower garden. If you're familiar with the concept, it's literally a vertical garden. So cool, filled with herbs right now. And I wanna show what can be done with it in the context of a farm. I mean, what a wonderful way to expand, you know, your traditional herbal garden into an herbal farm. So we have the small scale, which is my wonderful tower garden. And then next to it, we have the vastness of the 100 acres that can be developed. And we'll see what it turns into with your help, right? So that is Earth Day weekend, April 21st through April 23rd. And not just aromatherapy people, not just Juice Plus people, but holistic practitioners, holistic wellness enthusiasts. Everybody is welcome. Literally, hit me up, kai@healing.farm. or visit healing.farm to get the event details. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a wonderful little event calendar button. Simply click on that. Again, all of that design and hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that I put into it, I want to make sure that you can see what's going on there. And you know what? If you can't make it, then please feel free to write to me. Let me know when it is that you do have time to come up. Or instead of coming up, how would you like to be involved? And I'll be very, very happy to meet you where you are. So we have got a few other things to talk about here along the lines of worthiness and unworthiness. And this is analogous to our show topic for today of hashtag farm life. Sometimes this worthiness and unworthiness, whether one exists with the other, or if we are perceiving that only one exists, and that's just fine, it can lead to a lot of different things. It can lead to depression by feeling that we are not worthy, you know, of the state that we're in. We're not worthy of happiness, so we're just going to be sad. That's, you know, what happens with depression. We suppress our happiness and we don't want to let it out for one reason or another. It can also lead to self-sabotage, as Rob was so clever to state,
which I've never had happen in my life, really. I've heard about it, I've read about it, but you could talk more about it, I guess.
And please feel free to chime in if you'd like.
Well, it's amazing how the unconscious works. Yeah. You know, consciously we're like, oh, I want this. This is so great. And yeah, I want everything in the world. And then that part of it's like, No, you don't deserve that. You're not going to get it. I call it the judge. I'm like, oh, there's the judge judging everybody, judging me, you know, judging the world, judging life. And it's like, yeah, the saboteur is really cunning. And it's like sometimes I have to really keep an eye on what's going on in the inside. Like, oh, there's the unconscious coming up and trying to just break everything that I'm trying to build.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, let's take a walk. Breathe, relax, take it one step at a time. And a lot of times it's that little kid in us that is just afraid of getting big, you know. And to go back to what you said at the beginning of the show, Kai, I was thinking about the Marianne Williamson quote, like, who are we not to be big? We're not serving anybody by playing it small. So it's like we're meant to keep getting bigger and bigger and be the superstars that we are.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. My goodness, there's so much that goes on in there. And thank you to Cardell for chiming in and joining us on Facebook Live. Please feel free to type any questions that you have here as well, because I'd love to answer them. But yes, and pardon me for one second. I love what Matt Kahn says about our ego, which, by the way, our egos are very helpful and give us lots of information. He simply lends the advice that if we look at our ego at a, you know, time of being uncomfortable or where there's a little bit of dissonance with what's going on, to think of it as a scoundrel. Who uses that word anymore? But in this context, he's saying that a scoundrel is anyone that wants to cheat to win. So your ego is out there sometimes, maybe it's just mine, maybe it's just Matt Kahn's, looking for ways to cheat to win. So just keep that in mind the next time that self-sabotage comes up. We're going to take a quick break, thank our sponsors for one last time, then we're going to come back and talk about the juicy stuff. See you in a bit.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Oh, man.
talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to Kai Society Radio. Rob K has me cracking up a storm over here because we're getting into the juicy stuff. Rob K, do you know where the juicy stuff is?
Actually, Kai, I'm glad you asked. I do know where the juicy stuff is.
I'm happy that you do.
Sometimes I do.
Got it. Whew. Okay, so this weekend I'm having a little gathering. I don't know, it may grow a little bit bigger if you guys want to come out and join. And there's going to be some intimate brainstorming going on about what is going to happen each phase at the farm as these months keep rolling by. Because it's getting warmer, finally. There's literally still some snow up there. It's kind of crazy. That snowstorm brought 3 feet. And maybe there's like, you know, a big patch here and a big patch there. But we have 54, you know what a flower bed is. It's literally like a boxed in, you know, like plot of dirt that is, you know, the most fertile soil that you can ever find. Very, very, let's call it like closed off parts so that we can put a single different herb in each one of those beds. So by the time we're finished, we're going to have 54 different beds of herbs. Now, what is intended is that you can come down. Sam Pollock is doing an amazing job of renovating the big barn that we have down there, which is going to contain a tea house. So you can come have some tea. You can go pick your tea and then come back in and drink it. We're going to be making some really yummy dishes with the herbs in them. And there's so many different things that you can do with them that we're going to lend some education about that. So that really is the premise. I've never heard of an herb farm before. I've never heard of a healing farm before. But you know what? Ever since I got there, it's been so clear exactly what that could look like. And I'm really, really excited to see what it actually will look like once we get really into the spring months and then into the summer months. So we are totally, I'm an advocate for having a pool out there. We got to do something really cool with it, like put some big boulders and make a little waterfall or something, because, you know, you want to bring a bit of that vacation life. Like, I feel like I live on a retreat. Why? Because I do. I live in the middle of a freaking farm, which is the most peaceful place that I have ever been. And when I come into New York City, I find that it is a challenge to find a space where you can have a bit of quiet. I was trying to make a phone call, and I literally could not find a space where I could just talk for a minute without someone yelling, someone else's phone ringing, a kid crying, you know, some machinery or construction going on in the background. And I didn't notice that while I was here. I was so like sound blind to it. But now that I am here, I know that it is a very rare occasion to find absolute silence. But out there, you can find it all the time, literally. So anyway, the point of me telling you about this pool that I'm an advocate for is because I need to get back into bikini body shape. I don't know if any of you guys have flipped through some of my Facebook pictures, but I used to be a bikini competitor slash bodybuilder back in the day. I started competing in 2012, and I competed for about 2.5-3 years. Did 7 shows, placed top 3 all shows, but since then, I've definitely been enjoying Nutella. So, the wonderful Cole Hansen has been a very cool advocate for me getting my bikini body back. And I'm going to be joining her and her other wellness warrior women in a 60-day program that's going to, you know, slim us out. And I'm definitely going to be posting progress. I'm going to be posting some wonderful advice, as Cole will lend it to me, to share with you. Because I think that I'm not the only one in this particular predicament. I could be, again, you know, this worthiness, unworthiness conversation that we have. I could be the only one. It's totally cool. And, you know, talking about self-sabotage, I could be the only one. It's all good.
You're not. I'm with you.
Thank you, Rob. And asking for help, you know what? Maybe you guys are really good at that. So help me, please. So I asked Cole for help. And she is doing a wonderful job of providing me access to women who are going through a similar experience. And we're all helping each other. So this farm, man, this farm is giving me motivation to do all kinds of things. This is giving me motivation to, you know, be alone for a little while. You know, I didn't want to be by myself for a period of time because I was almost literally afraid to listen to what it was that I had to say to myself. I was afraid that I had needs that I couldn't meet by myself. So I felt like I always needed to be around someone. I mean, my lovely life partner, Cardell, you know, he's been doing amazing things and providing amazing support, but I shouldn't be afraid to be by myself for a little while, listening to, you know, what's going on in my brain. And actually, what's going on in there has transformed quite a bit. And even being in the quiet when that voice is allowed to be as loud as you'd like it to, I'm getting used to listening, getting used to asking for help with the things that I can't handle all alone. And now life is really becoming a lot more peaceful. And finally, it's getting to be fun. Man, who knew that work could be fun? If it's fun, is it work? I don't know. Let's find out. So that's going to be the fun part, finding out. So Cole, thank you again for your help. I'll be happy to, you know, provide pictures, oh boy, pictures of progress, and also, you know, just going through the process with someone is definitely a relief. Now, you guys know the quote that I love to say, and I'd like to think that it's my own, that we are all alone together. So with that in mind, I'm going to let you know how we can stay in touch.
Wait, before you do that, I gotta stop you. Can we just go back to that gem? We are all alone together. Have you started to make t-shirts out of this?
I need to, right?
That is a great expression. That's awesome. That is a Kai expression. I like it.
Ah, man, Rob, you've given me another one. Do not go on GoDaddy because I will right after this show. And if I find out that you own the domain, we're going to have a discussion. Okay. So more Kai expressions will be coming up. This "we are all alone together" really resonates with me. And I hope that resonates with you too. For Lance Noling, who I know will eventually listen to this episode, he says that you're successful when your quote has made it to a coffee cup. You know, t-shirts, everybody can do, but let's put it on a coffee cup. That's what's coming up next. Again, let's take a deep breath and do the rundown. What's coming up? Cole Hansen has our awesome Wellness Warrior Women platform that's going to be launching soon. And again, I'm going to keep you updated with all of the progress and the support that she's lending to these amazing women that are doing amazing things out there. We've got, for the farm phone planning calls, or if you do it through the app, it's a video conference. You can come on every single Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be holding space for people to come and talk about what their vision is, either for themselves, for me, for Sam Pollock, who's there right now doing amazing things, or for the greater good of all? What do you want to see there that can, excuse me, really make a difference? Or just simply make a difference for you? Is it a... is it a glass pool that you can see through that you want to have on the farm because you know of no other place where there's 100 acres of free space that you can, you know, go and swim around and bring people to do, you know, like scuba diving, where you can see yourself out there in a glass pool? I mean, no idea is too crazy. Bring it. Bring it on. I love these challenges. Work is play. Play is work. We have the farm at planning calls that are on Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have me right here at talkradio.nyc on Thursdays at 11 a.m. And might I announce that next week we will be launching another show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, this show is to be named, and I'm sorry, Joe Budden, but I had to use that title. His podcast is, quote-unquote, to be named. So this show is to be named. However, it's going to have some pretty dazzling guests. We've got Shea Joyner, who's going to join us next week, and also Pierre Dubois. He is the author of Primer to Ascension, and he's got a lot of great things to share with us. So with that in mind, I'd like for you to take that wonderful quote or one of the many that we've shared today. Don't look back. That's not where you're going. We are all alone together. And I will talk to you next week. Hopefully I'll see you on the planning call next Wednesday, or I'll see you on Facebook Live next Thursday. Maybe I'll see you in the studio next week, Thursday evening. Either way, I'm sure that we'll connect. I wish you a lovely week ahead. Take care, everyone.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.